Coach Kennedy is a good man. He's a Marine Corps veteran. And when he got out of the Marine Corps, he was asked to consider coaching a high school football team. Before he did that, he decided that if he's going to do that every game, he's going to go to the middle of the field at the end of the game when his job is done and take a knee and offer a silent prayer of thanksgiving. And that's exactly what he did until somebody complimented the school district about it. And the school district took it upon themselves to tell Coach Kennedy he had to stop doing this silent prayer to God by himself in the middle of the field. And if he didn't stop that, then he was going to be suspended, which he was suspended for praying by himself, taking a knee at center field. And then ultimately, he was fired. He was kicked off the team, not renewed for this season that we're currently in now in Bremerton, Washington. So we have taken on Coach Kennedy's case because nobody should be fired from their job for simply taking a knee and praying. There's a real bad strain of thought right now going around throughout the country that just because some form of religious speech takes place on state-owned property, the fact that it takes place on that property somehow converts it magically into the speech of the state, which requires it to be neutral. Well, that's just not true. Private speech is still private speech. It is still protected by the Constitution of the United States. You know, for the person sitting in the top of the bleachers, Coach Kennedy didn't look like he was doing anything other than tying his shoe. But the school district there in Bremerton, Washington, made it very clear in at least one of their letters saying that, look, you cannot engage in any demonstrable forms of religious expression on school property. Well, think about how silly that is. That would mean that not only could Coach Kennedy not pray at center field, taking a knee in silent prayer, but it would mean that your chemistry teacher could not wear a crucifix around her neck, or your history teacher could not wear a yarmulke, or your English teacher could not wear a hijab. This is ludicrous, and it is certainly not the type of freedom that our founding fathers put into the Constitution. Let me be even more silly about it, because this is, I know it's silly, but it is the logical conclusion of Bremerton's arguments here. If a student on campus of Bremerton High School sneezed and Coach Kennedy said, God bless you, he could be fired for violating the Constitution.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, that's how silly and ludicrous it is. And before you think that's too silly, I actually represented a young lady who was sent to the principal's office for saying, God bless you, to a classmate. So, I mean, it's not beyond the realm of possibility that these kinds of things could happen, because people forget that freedom means freedom. It doesn't mean that the government gets to tell you where and when you can engage in your religious beliefs. They forget that there are two clauses of the First Amendment. One that requires the state to be neutral towards religion. We call that the Establishment Clause. But there's a second clause that says that Congress shall make no law regarding the free exercise of religion, which permits private people, even on public properties, to be able to engage and exercise their faith.